live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've been loving seeing all this information slowly filter through about cows about Cambridge, this art trail that's coming to Cambridge. Well, it should have been coming to Cambridge around this time last year. I don't know about you, I was getting so excited when I saw the artists painting these huge cow sculptures in one of the units of a Grafton Centre, ready to be dotted about the city. It didn't happen last year. Colin Corona got in the way, silly Colin Corona. But it's actually happening this year. Pete Maron's from a charity break. He's involved, aren't you, Pete?
Oh, hello there. Good afternoon. Yes, absolutely, I'm involved. And I'm as excited as you after a 15-month delay. We can't wait. So, yeah, I'm the project manager for Cows About Cambridge and very, very excited.
Absolutely. So you should be. Just remind people who might not have come across this before, what's Cows About Cambridge all about?
Well, Cows About Cambridge is a mass participation street art trail that we're bringing to Cambridge for the first time. So with a number of partners, Walden Arts, the Cambridge Beard and Thames Link, Break will be bringing this wonderful art trail to the streets of Cambridge on the 28th of June. So, yeah, a lot closer than I remembered there. But absolutely. So you've already had a little teaser by having our mini moos that have been wonderfully decorated by a number of schools and community groups around the county. And the main trail, which will see over 40 larger sculptures, will be hitting the streets on the 28th of June.
Let's dig down into this difference between the mini moos and the bigger sculptures. Am I right in thinking the bigger sculptures have all been designed by art professionals and sort of commissioned by local businesses?
Yeah, basically, that's exactly the model. So we're really fortunate enough to be working with a number of local sponsors and partners who have all dug deep, sponsored one of our wonderful blank canvas, I guess, the cows. And then we've been working with artists from all around the region to use their skills and creativity to decorate them all in various different ways. So, yeah, absolutely. There's a sort of combined with art and business here that'll sort of culminate in this wonderful display around the city for everybody to enjoy. And it's free, which is even better.
Oh, you can't say better than that, can you? And already I've seen in the newspapers these mini moos and miniature cows starting to be placed around the city. Tell me a bit more about those. Am I right in thinking they are more your community groups, your schools getting involved, sort of a community art project?
Absolutely. So it's really important for us, Walden Art, to make sure that we involve everybody from the community. So the Mini Moo, or the Learning and Education Programme, has given the opportunity for schools and community groups to really join in. So they have their own sculpture which they've decorated, and as you've seen, they are absolutely brilliant. But they've also done some learning along the way. So they get a learning resource pack where everything links and uses the theme of the cow to link to all different types, all different parts of the curriculum. So it hasn't just been the art program, it's been a learning all the way through using the cow as the theme for their learning. And aren't they brilliant? They are amazing.
They are. They're in all sorts of colours that I couldn't imagine you'd get cows in, to be completely honest. Even when you look at the big cows, people have just been so creative with them. I remember seeing, I think it was a cow called Isaac Moot. I saw an artist working on just last year, and people have just really taken this to heart, haven't they? Describe some of the cows that we can see out and about across Cambridge in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, well, I don't want to give too much away, okay? I'll leave the element of surprise to you. All I would say is that, as well as the artwork, the names are fantastic. So, you know, I encourage people to come down, but it's not just paint that people have used on them. So there's other art forms as well. Some are shiny. Some have text on them that are quite meaningful as well. But generally, the artwork all round is absolutely brilliant. And yeah, there's something for everybody. And as I said, I don't want to give away too much, but come and see the 40 plus cows. Come and view them for yourself. and they are incredible, very, very different. One thing I will say, you might see one in your local football team colours. I'm not gonna give too much away, but no, seriously, all seriously, they are incredible. The artists that work extremely hard, and they have delivered really, really well. And I would say that the people at Cambridge and all the visitors are in for a real treat when they see the creativity of some of this artwork on the cows around. Please come and see them. It's brilliant.
You say that. How are we going to find them? Is there a way of navigating a way between the cows once they're all in position?
Absolutely. So we have a trail map, a hard copy of a trail map. And of course, you can pick these up from the Grafton Centre or some of our other partners as well. However, there is a downloadable map on our website, and we will have an app. So the app you can purchase, and basically some of the proceeds go towards breaks. So it's well worth that small investment. And as by getting the app, you can actually get rewards. So all of our sponsors have come up with a reward. If you unlock a particular app, you will get a reward that comes in, and you can use it wisely. So there's rewards for drinks, there's rewards for games, there's rewards for all different things to make your visit to Cambridge and enhance it. So download the app, unlock the sculptures by unlocking the number of the sculpture on there on your trail, and up will pop a reward for you to use with all the local retailers around.
Fantastic. Rewards for finding the cows. You mentioned that the app's going to benefit for charity, going to benefit Break. Is Break benefiting in any other ways from this?
Of course. So Break are really fortunate. We are really proud to be the beneficiary charity for this. We've worked very hard with the team at Wild and Art. And of course, there's lots of ways that people can donate when they go round. So there are certain sculptures that if you donate, some of our sponsors are actually going to match that donation. We are asking for a donation for the trail map. It's basically £1 if you want to pop it in one of our tins. We will have QR codes on the sculpture plaques themselves where you can donate that way. But I guess it culminates in the end of the trail. The sculptures get auctioned off at a charity auction at the end of September. And Break will get some of the proceeds from the auction. So we are absolutely delighted. We're very grateful. And as a charity, as you can imagine, after the year we've just had, we are absolutely thrilled to be part of this trial and to be asked to be the beneficiary charity.
Yeah, it must have been a tough year, not just for Break, but for all charities, really. Tell me a bit more about who Break are. What do you do? Where's this money going to go towards?
Okay, so Break are a regional charity, and in Cambridge in particular, we work with those young people who are leaving care. And when they leave care, they go into adult independent living, and we help with that process. We set them up with homes, some shared housing with other people in the same sort of situation, and we look after them. We make sure that in many cases they can try and get a career, a job. So we do those things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, like setting up a direct debit or, even shopping sometimes. For some of our young people, it's very difficult for them to do. And we're there for them all the time. But not only that, we stay with them throughout their life. So for as long as they need us for, we will provide a service for them to make sure that they are safe and well and they have a future as much as the rest of us. So we provide a really, really important service in Cambridge here. And with the money that we get from the auction, we will be investing that back into that service.
I really like the idea of this because it sounds like it's that sort of charity that helps people help themselves. You're sort of giving these people a stepping stone to let them play on a level playing field, as it were.
Absolutely. Our dream is that they have a really, really good future, and we're there to help them, and we're there to give them experiences, and we're there for when they need us as well. So we'll set them up, but we want them to have an adult independent life. And we will do everything we can to ensure that. But we're there if they ever need us as well. So it's a brilliant service. It's really good. And, we're very proud to be delivering that in Cambridgeshire.
How can we find out more, both about Cows About Cambridge and about the charity?
Okay, that's really easy. So so we have a website, which is called Cows About Cambridge. Just check that out. Yep. We also have a website for Break, which is break-charity.co.uk. But like everybody nowadays, there's a lot of social media. So we have Instagram account, we have Facebook, and of course we have Twitter. So up-to-date information all the time on any of those three channels. Check them out. Have a look on our website, and there is somebody on the end of the phone if you need to. So have a look on the end, have a look on the Break website if you want to talk to anybody. There's phone numbers there as well. So lots of information out there to find out about the charity, but also the project. You know, it's a great website. Check it out, check out the app, and also follow our socials.